بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما مزيدا.
أما بعد،
الحمد لله. We are with us now. Alhamdulillah, our brother.
حياكم الله أهلا وسهلا.
We have with us now our brother, our Sheikh, Sheikh Arafat ibn Hassan al-Muhammadi, who has agreed to participate in the Dora that we have here, in the conference that we have here in the Caribbean, in the island of Tobago. And he's agreed, inshallah, to speak about the companion, Abdullah ibn Salam. And inshallah, without any further ado, we'll allow him to continue with his lecture. Barakallahu fiqh, tafaddal.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، ففي هذا اللقاء الطيب المبارك إن شاء الله تعالى سنتحدث عن صحابي جليل وعن إمام في العلم، وهو من الذين شهد لهم النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بالجنة. هذا الصحابي الذي هو من خواص أصحاب النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، وهو عبد الله بن سلام الإمام الحضر، وكنيته أبو الحارث، وهو من بني إسرائيل. وقد حدث عنه جمع من الصحابة رضي الله عنه وأرضاه، وقد سماه النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام عبد الله، فقد كان اسمه الحسين. هذا الصحابي الجليل رضي الله عنه وأرضاه أسلم حين قدم النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام المدينة، فإنه قد جاء في الحديث الصحيح الذي أخرجه الإمام أحمد في مسنده، وأخرجه الترمذي في جامعه، أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لما قدم المدينة من مكة مهاجرا اجتمع إليه الناس، فكان عبد الله بن سلام ممن اجتمع برسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام، فلما رآه قال عبد الله: عرفت أن وجهه ليس بوجه كذاب. قال: فكان أول ما سمعت منه أنه قال: يا أيها الناس، أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام، وصلوا بالليل، وصلوا الأرحام، وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام، تدخلوا الجنة بسلام. هكذا روى عبد الله بن سلام رضي الله عنه وأرضاه، وهو أول حديث سمعه من النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. فلما رأى وجه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عرف أن هذا الرجل صادق، وأنه مصدق، وأنه لا يقول إلا الحق رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. أما عن إسلامه فقد جاء في الحديث الصحيح الذي أخرجه الإمام البخاري في صحيحه من حديث أنس رضي الله عنه، أن عبد الله بن سلام جاء إلى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فقال له: إني سائلك عن ثلاث لا يعلمهن إلا نبي. إذن جاء عبد الله بن سلام وهو يمتحن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، يعني يسأله عن أمور، هذه الأمور لا يعرفها إلا نبي أرسله الله بالحق. فقال: إني سائلك عن ثلاث لا يعلمهن إلا نبي. فكان أول سؤال: ما أول أشراط الساعة؟ هذا هو السؤال الأول، سأله عن أول شرط من أشراط الساعة. ثم قال له: وما أول طعام يأكله أهل الجنة؟ هذا هو السؤال الثاني، يعني إذا دخل أهل الجنة الجنة ما هو أول طعام سيتناولوه وسيأكلوه، ما هو أول طعام سيتناولونه ويأكلونه؟ فكان هذا هو السؤال الثاني. ثم قال في سؤاله الثالث: وما بال الولد ينزع إلى أبيه أو إلى أمه؟ يعني الولد قد يشبه أباه وقد يشبه أمه، فيسأله يقول: لماذا تارة يشبه أباه ولماذا تارة يشبه أمه؟ إذن هذه هي الأسئلة التي وجهها عبد الله بن سلام رضي الله عنه إلى رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام، فأجابه النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. وقبل أن يجيبه قال له: أخبرني. قال له عليه الصلاة والسلام: أخبرني بهن جبريل آنفا. فقال: جبريل؟ فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: نعم. قال: عدو اليهود من الملائكة. فأنزل الله عز وجل، وقد قرأ عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذه الآية: من كان عدوا لجبريل فإنه نزله على قلبك بإذن الله. ثم أجابه عن أسئلته فقال له: أما أول أشراط الساعة فنار تخرج على الناس، تخرج على الناس من المشرق تسوقهم إلى المغرب، وأما أول طعام يأكله أهل الجنة فزيادة كبد الحوت، وأما الولد فإذا سبق ماء الرجل ماء المرأة نزع الولد، وإذا سبق ماء المرأة الرجل نزعت الولد. هذه هي الإجابات التي أجاب بها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فكان أول جواب ما يتعلق بأشراط الساعة، فأخبره أن أول علامات الساعة التي بعدها يحصل قيام الساعة وتقوم القيامة هو أن نارا تخرج من أرض عدن، هذه النار تسوق الناس من المشرق إلى المغرب، تجمعهم هناك حتى تقوم عليهم الساعة. وأما ما يأكله أهل الجنة إذا دخلوا فهو كبد الحوت، قال له: زيادة كبد حوت. والزيادة المقصود بها القطعة، القطعة المنفردة وهي معلقة في الكبد، وهي كما قال العلماء في غاية اللذة، في غاية اللذة، أي أن طعمها لذيذ. ولا شك أن اليهود قوم بهت، فإن عبد الله بن سلام أخبر النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام عن عداوة اليهود لجبريل، لهذا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبر عبد الله بن سلام أنه لا يعلم الغيب، بدليل أن هذه الإجابات إنما أخبرني عنها جبريل، يعني أنزل بالوحي على رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام، أنزل الوحي على رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام. فلهذا قال له جبريل، فقال: نعم. قال: عدو اليهود من الملائكة. هذه العداوة لجبريل لا شك أنها كفر بالله وكفر بالرسل والملائكة وبالآيات. فاليهود لماذا عادوا جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام؟ لأنه أنزل القرآن على رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام، أنزل الحق من عند الله جل في علاه. فالعداوة لجبريل كفر بالله وبآياته، العداوة لجبريل عليه السلام عداوة لله ولرسله ولملائكته. فإنما يكره اليهود جبريل عليه السلام لأنه ينزل بالحق على رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام. وكذلك في هذا الحديث العظيم، بعد أن أجاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على هذه الأسئلة، قال عبد الله بن سلام: أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأنك رسول الله. ثم قال له: يا رسول الله، إن اليهود قوم بهت. إن اليهود قوم بهت. ما معنى بهت؟ أي أنهم يفترون ويكذبون، وقد يزعمون أشياء غير صحيحة، يفترونها علي فيكذبون ويلصقون بي ما ليس عندي ولا قلته. هذا معنى البهت، كذابون أفاكون. فماذا حصل بعد ذلك؟ حصل أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال له عبد الله بن سلام: يا رسول الله، وإنهم إذا علموا بإسلامي قبل أن تسألهم عني بهتوني. فجاءت اليهود ودخلوا على رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام، فسألهم النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، قال لهم: أي رجل عبد الله بن سلام؟ يعني ماذا تعرفون عن عبد الله بن سلام؟ كيف هو فيكم؟ فقالوا: خيرنا وابن خيرنا وسيدنا وابن سيدنا. فقال لهم عليه الصلاة والسلام: أرأيتم إن أسلم ما تقولون؟ قالوا: أعاذه الله من ذلك. أعاذه الله من ذلك، يعني عبد الله بن سلام لا يفعل ذلك ولا يسلم. فقال، فخرج لهم عبد الله بن سلام وقال لهم: أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. فإذا باليهود ينتقصوه ويسبونه ويقولون: شرنا وابن شرنا. فقال: هذا الذي كنت أخاف يا رسول الله، يعني أخاف أن يبهتوني ويطعنون فيا. فظهر بذلك أن اليهود قوم أفاكون، يكذبون ويلصقون التهم بالأبرياء كما صنعوا مع عبد الله ابن سلام رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. فهذا الصحابي الجليل عبد الله بن سلام قد بشره النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بالجنة، وأنزل الله عز وجل فيه: وشهد شاهد من بني إسرائيل على مثله. ولهذا جاء في بعض الروايات أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لما أخبره عبد الله بن سلام عن اليهود، فقال لهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا معشر اليهود، ما تقولون في عبد الله بن سلام؟ فقالوا: سيدنا وابن سيدنا وأعلمنا وابن أعلمنا. ثم نصحهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد أن كفروا وأصروا وطعنوا في عبد الله بن سلام. قال لهم النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام: يا معشر اليهود، ويلكم، اتقوا الله، فوالله إنكم لتعلمون أني رسول الله حقا، وأني جئتكم بحق، فأسلموا. ثم أبوا أن يسلموا، فقال لهم: ماذا تقولون في عبد الله بن سلام؟ قالوا: ذاك سيدنا وابن سيدنا وأعلمنا وابن أعلمنا. قال: أفرأيتم إن أسلم عبد الله؟ أفرأيتم إن أسلم؟ قالوا: حاشا لله، ما كان ليسلم. فلما خرج وأخبرهم أنه أسلم، إذا بهم يطعنون فيه ويكذبونه. ولهذا أنزل الله فيه كما أخبرتكم، كما جاء في مسند الإمام أحمد قول الله عز وجل: والشهد شاهد من بني إسرائيل على مثله. ولهذا لما توفي معاذ بن جبل، وقبل أن يموت وهو في الاحتضار، قعد بجانبه يزيد بن عميرة، فسأله بعد أن بكى، فقال له معاذ بن جبل: ما يبكيك؟ قال: أبكي لما فاتني من العلم. فقال له: اطلب العلم عند أربعة، فإن العلم كما هو لم يذهب، فاطلبه عند أربعة. فسمى هؤلاء الأربعة وذكر منهم عبد الله بن سلام، فها هو معاذ بن جبل وهو من العلماء يقول عليك بعبد الله بن سلام، اطلب العلم عند عبد الله بن سلام، فإني قد سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول هو عاشر عشرة في الجنة، كما جاء عند ابن سعد في طبقاته بإسناد جيد، هو عاشر عشرة في الجنة. وجاء في بعض الروايات أنه سمى له هؤلاء الأربعة، قال التمس العلم عند أبي الدرداء وعند سلمان وعند ابن مسعود وعند عبد الله بن سلام الذي أسلم، فإنه قد سمعت النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول عن عبد الله بن سلام إنه عاشر عشرة في الجنة. إذن هذا يبين فضل هذا الصحابي الجليل، فقد كان مبشرا بالجنة وترك قومه اليهود
لله رب العالمين،
وترك دينهم المحرف وأسلم وآمن بالله، ونزلت فيه هذه الآيات، وشهد شاهد من بني إسرائيل على مثله فآمن واستكبرتم. وجاء كذلك جاء في مسند الإمام أحمد أن رجلا من التابعين قدم إلى المدينة، قدم إلى المدينة فجلس في المسجد فرأى شيخا كبيرا يتوكأ على عصا، فسأل عن هذا الرجل، من هذا الرجل؟ فقالوا له هذا رجل من أهل الجنة، هذا رجل من أهل الجنة. ثم بعد ذلك جاء إليه وقال له إن هؤلاء يقولون إنك من أهل الجنة، فقال له عبد الله بن سلام الجنة لله يدخلها من يشاء، وإني رأيت على عهد النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام رؤيا، رأيت رؤيا. فقال له رأيت كأن رجلا أتاني فقال لي انطلق، فقال لي انطلق، ثم انطلقت معه، فبينما أنا أمشي عرض لي طريق، فأردت أن أسلك هذه الطريق وهي طريق على الشمال، فقالوا له إنك لست من أهلها، ثم عرضت له طريق عن اليمين فسلك هذه الطريق التي عن اليمين، فإذا به يأتي إلى جبل حتى ارتفع على رأس هذا الجبل، فوجد عمودا من حديد في أعلاه شيئا من في أعلاه شيء من ذهب، ثم بعد ذلك ذهب إلى رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام يقص عليه هذه الرؤيا. فماذا قال له النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام؟ قال له لقد رأيت خيرا، أما الطريق فهو أرض المحشر، أما الطريق التي على الشمال فهي النار وأنت لست من أهلها، أما الطريق التي عن اليمين فهي الجنة وأنت من أهلها، وأما الجبل فهذا منزل الشهداء، وأما تلك العروة، لأنه وجد في الجبل عروة، قال له فعروة الإسلام فاستمسك بها حتى تموت. فهذه الرؤيا كانت رؤيا خير لعبد الله بن سلام، وفسرها النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام له وبشره بالجنة كما في مسند الإمام أحمد، وكذلك جاء عند ابن ماجه. فكانوا يقولون من سره أن ينظر إلى رجل من أهل الجنة فلينظر إلى عبد الله بن سلام. هذا الصحابي الجليل كان يشارك مع الصحابة في الفتوحات في زمن أبي بكر وفي زمن عمر وفي زمن كذلك عثمان رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. ولهذا توفي في مدينة رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام في سنة 43. واليهود كانوا يحقدون عليه ويكرهونه لأنه أسلم وترك دينهم المحرف، وكانوا يسبونه ويطعنون فيه. وذكر العلماء أن من الآيات كذلك التي نزلت فيه هي قول الله سبحانه وتعالى كذلك كما في سورة آل عمران، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى أو كما في سورة الرعد: ومن عنده علم الكتاب. قالوا هذه الآية نزلت كذلك نزلت في عبد الله بن سلام كما قال ذلك مجاهد وغيره. وكذلك في قوله تعالى: ليسوا سواء من أهل الكتاب أمة قائمة، هذه الآية أيضا في سورة آل عمران نزلت في عبد الله بن سلام رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. وهكذا أيضا ذكر العلماء في كتب الصحابة وفي كتب التراجم الشيء الكثير من فضائله رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. ولهذا في الترمذي، في جامع الترمذي، لما أراد الخوارج أن يقتلوا عثمان رضي الله عنه وحاصروه، جاء عبد الله بن سلام إلى عثمان فقال لعثمان: جئت لأنصرك. فخرج عبد الله فقال له: جئت لأنصرك. وأخبر عثمان بأنه كان في الجاهلية اسمه الحصين، فسماه النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بعبد الله. قال: وقد نزلت في قول الله عز وجل: وشهد شاهد من بني إسرائيل على مثله. وأنزل الله عز وجل فيه: قل كفى بالله شهيدا بيني وبينكم ومن عنده علم الكتاب. ولهذا أيضا لما خرج علي إلى العراق في خلافته جاء إليه عبد الله بن سلام كما عند البغوي في معجمه بإسناد جيد، ونصح عليا، قال له: يا علي، إلزم منبر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فإنك إن تركت هذا المنبر لا تعود إليه. فشاء الله عز وجل أن عليا لم يأخذ بنصيحة عبد الله بن سلام وخرج إلى العراق، خرج إلى الكوفة. بعد ذلك كما قال عبد الله بن سلام: فإن عليا لم يعد إلى المدينة ومات واستشهد في الكوفة رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. إذن هذا شيء يسير من قصة هذا الصحابي الجليل عبد الله بن سلام رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. وما أجمل ما قاله شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية عن عبد الله بن سلام، قال عنه كما جاء في مجموع الفتاوى أن عبد الله بن سلام وأمثاله واحد من جملة الصحابة المؤمنين، وذكر أنه من أفضلهم، لأن هناك جملة من اليهود أسلموا وهم قليل كسلمان الفارسي وعبد الله بن سلام، فقال عن عبد الله بن سلام: وهو من أفضلهم وكذلك سلمان الفارسي، فلا يقال فيه إنه من أهل الكتاب، لا يقال فيه إنه من أهل الكتاب لأنه أسلم. قال: وهؤلاء لهم أجور مثل أجور سائر المؤمنين، بل يؤتيهم الله أجرهم مرتين، وهم ملتزمون بشرائع الإسلام، فأجرهم أعظم من أن يقال فيهم أولئك لهم أجرهم عند ربهم. بل يرى شيخ الإسلام، لأن هذا جاء فيه حديث، أن الرجل لو كان كتابيا على دين اليهود أو النصارى ثم عرف الحق فاتبعه وأسلم فله أجرين يؤتيه الله عز وجل أجره مرتين. إذن هذا هو ما أردت أن أتكلم عنه باختصار ما يتعلق بترجمة هذا الصحابي الجليل وكيف أسلم رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. ولعلنا نكتفي بهذا القدر، وفق الله الجميع لما يحبه ويرضاه، وصلى اللهم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.
جزاك الله خيرا شيخنا، الله يحفظكم، وصلى الله يجعل في ميزان حسناتك.
آمين آمين، جزاكم الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
The voice we just heard was that the noble Sheikh Arafat al-Muhassan al-Muhammadi, Allah Azza wa Jalla bless and preserve him. He began this lecture mentioning the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, praising him and invoking the peace and blessings upon his noble messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by testifying that there is nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah, who is one and has no partner, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and messenger. He said that the most truthful of speech is the speech of Allah, and the best of guidance is that of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely every newly invented matter is an innovation. Every innovation is a misguidance that leads to the hellfire. Then said that in this meeting, which is indeed a blessed meeting, inshallah, I would like to speak about a noble sahabi, an imam, one of the leaders in knowledge. Someone who the Prophet ﷺ himself gave glad tidings of Jannah. He was of the closest the companions to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is none other than Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu. He is an imam and a habr, meaning a source of knowledge, as if he were one dedicated to knowledge. His kunya was Abu al-Harith, and he is from Bani Israel. He was, before accepting Islam, one of the Jews. A number of the Sahaba took hadith from him and narrated hadith and statements that he had heard from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he was a narrator of hadith. His name Abdullah was given to him by none other than Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As before accepting Islam, his name was Al-Husayn. It was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who changed his name to Abdullah. He accepted Islam at the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he made the hijrah from Mecca to Al-Madinah. As in the Hadith al-Sahih, which is narrated in Muslim al-Imam Ahmad, as well as Tirmidhi in his Jami', that the Prophet ﷺ, once he arrived in Medina from Mecca as a muhajir, having migrated for the sake of Allah, a group of people gathered around him, and from amongst them were Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu anhu. Abdullah radiyallahu anhu said that when I saw the face of the Prophet ﷺ, I knew that this was not the face of a liar. And the first thing that I heard him say, that is, Abdullah bin Salam was saying the first thing that he'd heard from the mouth of Allah's Messenger, the first hadith that he heard was the Prophet saying to the people, Ayyuhan nas, afshu salam, O you people, spread the salams, give salams to one another. Wa at'imu at'am, and feed one another food. Wasilu al-arham, keep family ties. Keep family ties. وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ, and pray at night when the rest of the people are sleeping. تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامٍ, if you do this, you will enter Jannah. You will enter the gardens of paradise in safety. Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, he narrated, that is, that he heard from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam this hadith. And he said that as soon as he saw him, he was narrating himself the incident where he first saw the Prophet ﷺ, what he heard from him and what he saw of him. What he heard from him was this hadith, and what he saw of him, what he was recounting of his own first impression of the Prophet ﷺ, was having looked at his face and knowing that this is the face of a truthful man. A man with a face like this could not tell lies. A man like this could say nothing other than al-haq, the truth. So this was the story of his Islam, radiallahu anhu. Likewise, we have the in the hadith al-sahihin, Bukhari, on the authority of Anas radiallahu anhu, who said that Abdullah ibn Salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "I would like to ask you three questions." That is, that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first reached Al-Madinah, and Abdullah ibn Salam had not yet become a Muslim, he was still a Jew. He came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "I would like to ask you three questions." That is, he heard that this man was saying that he was a prophet, and he wanted to test him. Abdullah ibn Salam himself was a scholar of the Jewish scripture, and he knew some things about revelation. And his knowledge was to the extent that he thought that he had kind of trick questions that no regular person would know the answer to. That a person would only know these answers by way of revelation. That only a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla would know the answers to these questions. So he said, "I would like to ask you three questions. Number one, what are the first of the signs of the hour? Number two, when the people enter Jannah, what is the very first thing that they will eat? And number three, why is it that a child resembles either his mother or his father?" The Prophet ﷺ, when posed these three questions, said, "Jibreel just came to me and informed me of the answers." Abdullah ibn Salam, at this point, said, "Jibreel, that is the enemy of the Jews from amongst the angels." And then Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed his verse from his book, "Man kana aduman li Jibreel fa innahu nazzarahu ala qalbika bi idhni Allah." Whoever is an enemy to Jibreel, then certainly he has revealed it upon your heart by the permission of Allah. He then informed him of the answers to these three questions. He said, "As for your first question, what are the first of the signs of the hour? Then it shall be a fire which shall take place in the east and drive the people towards the west. People shall go running, fleeing from this fire until they are all gathered in the west. As for your second question, what will be the first food that the people of the Jannah eat once they enter Jannah? And that will be the liver of the whale. As for your third question, why is it that a child resembles either his mother or his father? He said that if the water of the man precedes that of the woman, meaning the sexual discharge, then the child shall resemble his father. And if the water of the woman precedes that of the man, meaning her sexual discharge, then the child shall resemble the mother. So, about his question concerning the first of the signs of the hour, that when the end of time comes, what shall be the first of these great signs, these great incidents that will precede the resurrection? It shall be a fire which shall take place. If I didn't mistake hearing the Sheikh, he said that this fire will start in Aden, and people will go fleeing from it, running away from it, until they are all gathered in the west. As for the second question posed, what will be the first thing that people will eat upon entering Jannah? He said that this will be the liver of the whale, a piece of the liver of the whale. And the ulama said that this will be extremely delicious, an extremely delicious food for the people of Jannah. Once Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu got correct answers to these three questions, he said, "The Jews are a lying people." And when he was informed that Jibreel alayhi salam was the one who gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the answers to these questions, he said that this is the enemy of the Jews from amongst the angels. Part of what we take away from this is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making clear that he did not possess knowledge of the unseen. The knowledge of the unseen, the knowledge of the future and the likes, is exclusive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he wouldn't have known this had Allah azza wa jalla not revealed it to him by means of Jibreel. So this was a revelation that came to him. Not that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows everything, knows the affairs of the unseen, but Allah azza wa jalla, the one who knows everything, revealed this to him by means of Jibreel. When Abdullah ibn Salam heard the name Jibreel, he said that that's the enemy of the Jews from amongst the angels. Having animosity towards any of the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed kufr, is blasphemy. And they showed animosity to the absolute greatest of the angels, Jibreel alayhi salam, the one who was sent down with the revelation, with al-haq, the truth of the Quran, the one who brought the Quran from Allah Azza wa Jalla to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they showed animosity towards him, towards an angel, Allah Azza wa Jalla, which is kufr. It's kufr in Allah and in his ayat and in his messengers and in his angels. Because he is the one who was sent down with the truth upon his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered these three questions posed to him, Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu, and he got these answers. He said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa annaka rasulullah. I testify that there is no true deity except Allah and that you are the messenger of Allah. He then said, O messenger of Allah, certainly the Jews are lying people. And I fear that they are going to lie against me if they discover that I have accepted Islam. That is, he feared that simply because of leaving their religion, they were going to say things about him which were not true. Being one of them, he knew their ways. And he feared that they were going to make false accusations against him. So just what happened after that? The Prophet ﷺ said, I'm going to ask them about you. So a group of Jews came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said to them, what do you know about Abdullah ibn Salam? They said, he is the best from amongst us and the son of the best of those amongst us. He is our leader and the son of our leader. Prophet ﷺ said to them, what do you think if he becomes a Muslim? What if he accepts Islam? They said, may Allah protect him from that. Meaning, he won't do that. The Jews said, he would never do that. Then Abdullah ibn Salam came out in amongst their presence, said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And just then, after they had just finished praising him and saying he was the best from amongst the Jews and the son of the best from amongst the Jews, the minute that he said that he was a Muslim, they began insulting him. They said, he is the worst from amongst us and the son of the worst from amongst us. Abdullah radiallahu anhu said, this is exactly what I was afraid they were going to do. Tell lies against me and make false accusations against innocent people, as was their way. This noble Sahabi radiallahu anhu was given glad tidings of Jannah by none other than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And more than one verse from the Book of Allah was revealed just about him. The statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى مِثْلِ. And a witness from amongst Bani Israel bore witness to the likes of it. This is revealed by Abdullah ibn Salam. And in other narrations, Abdullah said that when he informed about the Jews, what he feared that they were going to do when they received news of him accepting Islam, the Prophet said to them, O you group of Jewish people, tell me about this one from amongst you, called Abdullah ibn Salam. How is he amongst you? They said, he is the best of us and the most knowledgeable amongst us and the son of the most knowledgeable amongst us. But once they received news of him becoming a Muslim, they took back everything they said, changed the story, insulted him and told lies against him. In this same incident, some narrations say that the Prophet ﷺ said to the Jews, fear Allah. You know that I am the messenger of Allah who has been sent to you with the truth. So accept Islam. And they refused. So that was the first thing that he did once the Jews came to him. Before, another narration states that before saying anything about Abdullah ibn Salam, he first gave the Jews da'wah. The first thing he did was give them the invitation themselves to enter Islam. And once they refused, then he asked them about Abdullah ibn Salam, who had just finished entering Islam. He said, tell me about Abdullah ibn Salam. They said, he's the best of us and the son of the best of us, the most knowledgeable amongst us and the son of the most knowledgeable amongst us. The Prophet ﷺ said, what if he becomes a Muslim? They said, he'll never do that. Then when he came out and announced his Islam in front of them, they began insulting him. Imam Ahmad in his Musnad reports that the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal was shahida shahidun min bani Israel ala mithl, and a witness from Bani Israel bore witness to the likes of it. Said that this was revealed about Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu an, and that when Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu an was just about to die, when he was on his deathbed, when he was sick and on his deathbed, a man named Yazid ibn Amira came and sat next to him, and he began to cry. Mu'adh asked him, "Why are you crying?" He said, "Because the knowledge that I missed out on." Meaning, this is Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu an, an alim, a possessor of knowledge, but he was there on his deathbed, about to pass away, and this man was saying, "I no longer have the chance to stay with you and learn and receive from you that which you received and learned from the Master of Allah." He was crying because of this. And Mu'adh radiallahu an said, "Seek knowledge with four people." He advised that once he's gone, he was advising those who were most knowledgeable after him. He named four men. One of them was Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu an. And so Mu'adh radiallahu an, he said to this man, Yazid ibn Amira, "Seek knowledge with four people," naming from amongst them Abdullah ibn Salam. And he said, "I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that he," meaning Abdullah ibn Salam, "he is the 10th of 10 people in Jannah." This narration was recorded by Ibn Sa'd in his book, Al-Tabaqat. Another narration says that Mu'adh stated all four men, that is, he named all four of these men that he recommended studying with after his death, and they were Abu Darda, Salman al-Farisi, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and Abdullah ibn Salam. He then said, "I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say he is the 10th of 10 people in Jannah." So Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu was indeed a noble Sahabi. He left his people, he left his religion, and joined the Muslims, accepted Islam. He believed in Allah and what Allah had revealed from his book. And from amongst that which he had revealed from his book were verses revealed particularly about him, about this one man, Abdullah ibn Salam. It's also said that the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, فَآمَنَ وَاسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ. So he believed and you all were too arrogant to do so, was revealed by Abdullah ibn Salam. From amongst the Jews, he believed and they were too arrogant to believe along with him. It's also found in Muslim Imam Ahmad that a narration about a man from amongst the Tabi'een coming to Medina and sitting in the masjid. And then he saw an old man who was leaning on a stick. He was walking. He had to walk with a cane. And he asked, "Who is that old man?" And it was said to him, "That is a man from amongst the people of Jannah." He then went to that old man and said, "Those people over there are saying that you are from amongst the people of Jannah. So what do you say?" This man was Abdullah ibn Salam. He replied to the Tabi'i asking the question, saying, "Jannah belongs to Allah. He causes to enter into it whomever he wishes. And certainly, I saw a dream during the lifetime of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam." He said, "I saw in my dream that a man came to me and he said, 'Proceed forward, go forth.' And so I went walking along with him, and a path was presented to me upon my left. And I considered walking down that path, and the man said to me, 'You are not from amongst the people of that path. Keep going.' Then another path presented itself upon his right, and he walked down that path that was presented to him upon his right until he reached a mountain and climbed that mountain until he got to its peak. And he saw upon it steel along with gold. He then went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him this dream. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam interpreted this dream for him, saying, 'Indeed, what you have seen is good. The path that was presented to you upon your left is the path of al-mahshar, where the people shall be resurrected, where they shall be resurrected to go to the fire, to the hellfire.' He said, 'And you are not from the people, from those people who shall be going to the hellfire. As for the path that was presented to you upon your right, and you walked down it, reaching a mountain, that is a mountain of martyrs. and you saw upon it something to be grabbed onto, and that was the grip of Islam. So hold on to it and do not let go of it until you die. So this was a good dream that Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu saw. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself interpreted it for him, giving him glad tidings of Jannah. This narration was found in Muslim Imam Ahmad. As for another narration, which is found collected by Ibn Majah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever would like to look at a man from the people of Jannah, let him look at Abdullah ibn Salam. Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu, he participated in several of the conquests and the battles led in the time in the caliphate of Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman radiallahu anhu ajma'in. And he died in Al-Madina in the year 43 after the Hijrah. Throughout his life after having accepted Islam, the Jews hated him, were jealous of him, and would speak ill of him. And the scholars have mentioned that several of the verses in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla were revealed about him. From amongst those verses revealed by Abdullah ibn Salam, Allah's statement in Surah Al-Ra'd, "Man 'indahu 'ilmu al-kitab," that from amongst those witnesses are those who have knowledge of the book, meaning that Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu was one of the people who had knowledge of the scripture, of the Torah. And he bore witness, having knowledge of the scripture, once the revelation of the Quran was sent and Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was present, he, knowing from his scripture that a prophet was coming that would meet his very description, he bore witness to the truth of his prophethood sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, in Surah Al-Imran, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, "Laysu sawa'a min ahli al-kitabi ummatun qa'imatun yatluna ayati Allahi ana al-layli wa hum yasjudun." They are not equal. I mean, the people of the book, they are not all the same. From amongst the people of the book are a group who are standing, reciting the verses of Allah throughout the night and prostrating themselves. Said that this was also revealed about Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu. In the books of the scholars that deal with the biographies of the early generations of Muslims, we find various chapters dealing with the virtues of Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu. In Jami' al-Tirmidhi, we find the narration of the story when the Khawarij wanted to kill Uthman, and they had him trapped in his house. Abdullah ibn Salam came to Uthman and said to him, "I have came to help you, I have came to aid you against them, against the Khawarij." And he informed Uthman radiallahu anhu that his name previously was Al-Husayn. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself named him Abdullah. And he said that the statement of Allah azza wa jalla, "Wa shahida shahidu," about that previously mentioned verse about the witness from the people of the book bearing witness to the truth of the Quran, he said, "This verse was revealed about me." And his statement, "Qul kafa billahi shahidan bayni wa baynakum wa man 'indahu 'ilmul kitab," say, "Sufficient for a witness, sufficient is Allah as a witness against for what I say to you, and likewise those who have knowledge from the people of the book." This is also revealed about him. Likewise, we have the narration of Ali radiallahu anhu when he went to Iraq and he was going to fight against the Khawarij there. This is narrated by Al-Baghawi. Is Mu'jam. Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu said to Ali when he was going to go out, stay here right at the minbar of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because if you travel away from Medina and leave this minbar, you will not return to it. And Ali radiallahu anhu did not accept that nasiha of Abdullah ibn Salam, and he went out anyway, going to Iraq, going to Kufa, and he never did return to Medina. Whether he died as a martyr there in Kufa, radiallahu anhu. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, said some very beautiful words about Abdullah ibn Salam in Majmu' al-Fatawa. And he said that he was one of the noble Sahaba, the believers, along with Salman al-Farisi, Abdullah ibn Salam and Salman al-Farisi. They were from amongst the best of the Sahaba. And it should not be said that they are from the people of the book because they accepted Islam. They were not from the people of the book, they were Muslims. And they shall be given their reward twice. They shall be given a double reward. Because not only did they accept the message of the previous Prophet sent to them, being people of the book, but they accepted the Messenger of Allah and the Book of Allah. And so, as informed by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they should be given their reward in double. And he cited the statement of Allah azza wa jalla, "Ulaika hum ajruhum 'inda rabbihim." They shall have the reward with their Lord. So those from the people of the book who accept Islam shall be given even a greater reward. Shaykh Arafat al-Muhammadi, may Allah Azza wa Jalla bless and preserve him, said this was the extent of what I wanted to mention about this noble Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Salam, ask Allah Azza wa Jalla, who teach us that which is of benefit us and to benefit us through that which he has taught us. At Allah knows best, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, barakah, and be in Muhammad.